Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of why K.O.'s Sete is a game changer in South African music. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
South African star rapper K.O. released a song by the name of Sete on August 19, 2022, and it became the fastest gold single in South African streaming history after only 10 days on the market. It's showing the signs of a huge, huge hit, and we've only seen what it could do in 2 weeks. Right now, the YouTube audio slider is sitting at 1.7 million streams, and the official music video sits at nearly 900,000 views. Spotify streams are at 1.1 million streams, and to put that in context, Kara Kara, which is arguably K.O.'s biggest hit, is at 1.1 million streams on Spotify. And that's like in 8 years. And there's a lot more where that came from. Let me tell you 5 things about Sete by K.O. featuring Blackie and Young Stunner that work in its favor to be one of the biggest songs out of South Africa ever. K.O. used the Nigerian formula on the Nigerians themselves. Now, hear me out. One thing Nigeria is really great at, and we've seen this with the Amapiano Wave, is taking sounds they love from other places and then making them their own, or just creating versions of that appeal to the Nigerian market and maybe the wider African market. Omo Piano, which is the Nigerian version of Amapiano, is a big deal, and we've had plenty of Nigerian Amapiano hits to prove it. I don't want to name them all, but think of songs like Ameno. Come on, that was huge, right? What hadn't quite happened at the same level was South African artists taking a Nigerian sound and making it their own. Who here can deny that the Sete beat is Afrobeats through and through? That's what it is. You could hear Fireboy DML on it, you could hear Wizkid, Olamide, Tiwa Savage, Rema, they could ride that beat. You totally could take just about any of Nigeria's top tier artists and they would fit on the beat like a glove. That's the secret sauce to Sete. It really flips the script and finds the sweet spot between Afro beats and authentic South African delivery without trying to sound Afro beatsy. K.O. has never been afraid of setting trends himself, and on Sete, he challenged convention. He did that. Sete is also 3 of the biggest stars in SA music on one record. The one thing that works for Sete is the lineup. K.O. is an OG that has managed to reinvent himself time and again to stay in the conversation since the tear gas days, and you know, with Cash Time and yeah. Young Stunner is one of the biggest Amapiano artists around, award-winning too, and his musical background is hip-hop, for those who don't know. Blackie is literally the biggest hip-hop act in SA right now, judging by popular perception, numbers, whatever. His versatility is also something the audience is always talking about. There's hardly a better trio to collabo on a song, and especially such a song, which is so experimental. Let's talk about crossover appeal. When we look at Sete, we can agree that it has a lot going for it. But sonically, it has the sound palette that has Africa and other continents paying attention to the upper echelon of African music. Like I mentioned earlier, you could hear a bunch of Nigeria's top tier artists on that particular beat. So when you think of songs like Love No Antiti by CK, Wizkid's Essence, Fireboy DML's Peru, those songs have a familiar tempo and sound palette to Sete. This is no guarantee for success, but it puts you in the conversation when it comes to playlists and resonance from people that are new to the genre, but looking for more hits to latch on to that are kind of like in the realm of the hits that they like. The crossover appeal is evident when you assess the Spotify analytics too. Crossover appeal means a record could be much, much bigger, essentially because it can cross cultures. 4. Timing. This is probably a coincidence anyway, but for Sete to come out roundabout when SA Hip Hop was given a much-needed booster shot by Big Zulu dissing everybody is such great timing. All eyes were on SA Hip Hop with numerous diss tracks coming out, etc. Now, I know you might say, but Sete is not hip hop, and I get it. And it came out a week before KO's Omega Freestyle response to Big Zulu, more like 5 days. The truth is, for KO to drop Omega Freestyle when he did, added fuel to the fire for Sete. Dude is hella smart. Everyone wanted to know if KO was gonna deal with Big Zulu, since, you know, he was fired warning shots, and he did. He did so convincingly, and think about it, from the cover art mocking Big Zulu's Inkabi swag, then the extremely well-executed flow on Omega Freestyle, the punchlines, blah blah blah. He was getting all the plaudits for ending Big Zulu, and naturally, the audience also went through KO's catalog to see what's what. You can't deny that it would help push Sete's numbers to do that. And finally, Sete is for the ladies. In music, you can never go wrong with making music for the ladies. Always tap into their emotions, tap into their desires type thing. And Sete covers that terrain very well through its infectious melodies and the way the gents rode the rhythm by not going all the way rap. And that's a masterstroke. The ingredients to Sete were perfect to make it a potential huge hit out of South Africa for the ages. Now, what do you reckon? What makes Sete a great song in your opinion? Let me know. Catch me on Twitter or Instagram. My handle is MJOMOTO, which is MJWEMOTO. And tell me what you think about Sete.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.